Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
You may have seen Mac Julian's piece in the Chicago Sun-Times today. Mac has joined us before. He's the Assistant Secretary Treasurer of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Here in Chicago, mail carriers, he wrote, are being attacked, robbed, and killed. These proposed laws could save lives. And the number that really jumped out to me, Mac, was you wrote over the last 2 years, more than 140 letter carriers in Chicago alone have been the victims of crimes, and those responsible are rarely apprehended or held accountable. Mac, thanks for coming on again. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John, thanks for having me.
140, 2 years. Good Lord. What are we talking about here? I know that one letter carrier, 48-year-old Octavia Redmond, was shot and killed by an anonymous assailant not that long ago. What was it, about a week ago?
Yeah, it was just last week, and I got to tell you, you know, just our hearts are still heavy here at letter carriers in Chicago over that senseless killing.
I suppose that's the exception. But what kind of crimes are we talking about?
Well, more often than not, John, it is it's related to what the inspection service has identified as a ring where this check washing ring. And so obviously, you know, they're targeting the mail to get these checks, and they're targeting letter carriers because we have access to mailboxes and to the collection boxes that have these letters. And now, mind you, it's not just happening in Chicago, but Chicago has been ground zero. Nowhere in this country have numbers close to what we see here in Chicago. And it goes back to the fact that, you know, that we're just not protected out there on the streets. We've become a target, just an open target, and we want more done to deter these crimes and to send a strong message. The postal workers and letter carriers in particular will not be, should not, hands off while we're out doing our job.
I want to talk to you about the protective measures and ideas you and members of the Congress have, but back to the crimes themselves first. So it's not that they're mugging or even shooting a letter carrier. Do they wait for them to go to those big blue boxes and that's when they rob them of the mail? Is that the idea?
No, well, every opportunity that they have, usually when no one is in the vicinity. Recently, there was a video, a ring doorbell captured of a woman walking up to a letter carrier with a gun and demanding the arrow keys. Of course, we're telling our members that if anybody, you know, you are the most important delivery that you make every day, and that's that delivery home, and we want you to get home. There's nothing that you have is as important. Nothing that you have on your persons is as important as you returning home safely. If they ask for it, give it to them. But they're simply being robbed at gunpoint. And I got to tell you, even if they're not physically harmed, a lot of these carriers don't go back to the streets because of the mental and emotional toll that it takes on them and fellow letter carriers in the city who are wondering if they are next. There has been an incident where one carrier was almost raped. And we think that the connection is, and something that we've seen, I would say, over the past 10 years, even when we lobbied successfully to have the Illinois General Assembly pass a law that would increase the penalty, that would allow judges to increase the penalty for those who do anything to letter carriers or postal workers while in the performance of our duties. It's what we see is this road that we've gone down where we're not as respected by those criminal elements as we used to be because there's no deterrent.
Yeah, no deterrent because you're not getting the kind of protection you want either from postal police or the police in general. And again, we're about to get to that, but I just want to be clear. If check washing is the crime that's motivating these robberies and assaults, then presumably they want to go where they can get the most of those letters. So it would be the letter carrier. It would be either in their bag, in their vehicle, or at those big blue boxes, right?
Yeah. So that's where the arrow key, or what is referred to as the arrow key, it's an archaic system that is used that allows us access into those blue boxes, that allows us access into apartment buildings, into the mail boxes or cluster boxes, as they're referred to, inside apartment buildings. It provides access to all of these. So they don't necessarily need to get the mail off the letter carrier. All they need is that key. And we've heard in some places where I've talked with the president in the Houston local, where he told me that street value for those keys were like $10,000. I heard as much as $7,000 in Chicago.
Okay, so if you have that key, this master key will open up at my condo building, at an apartment building. It'll open up all of the mailboxes. It's kind of a master. Is that what you're saying?
It's a master key. And, you know, there is a way that the letter carrier gets into your apartment building or your condo every day. It's because we have access. No one has to buzz us in. We have access by virtue of these keys. And we've seen videotape where you've had people access into apartment buildings and clean out mailboxes. Or even while we're trying to perform our job and make the delivery in some of these buildings, because there's no area for us that's protected in some of these locations, you know, we've had run-ins with customers or those who were seeking to, you know, rob or get the mail. So that's why we've been pushing the city council to work with us in terms of coming up with something that would, you know, to stop the proliferation of these boxes. We see particularly with the new development where the Postal Service and these developers are putting in cluster boxes. They're even putting them out there on the streets. I mean, could you imagine, you know, living in a Chicago neighborhood and having to walk to the corner to get your mail? And, you know, in the Postal Service world, they would like to see that.
Wait a minute. You want to see those group boxes, cluster boxes. You want to see those inside the building or out on the street where maybe it's easier for the letter carrier to deposit the mail? Where do you want those cluster boxes
to be? We don't
want
them at all, quite frankly. We don't want them out on the streets. And in those buildings where they are, we want protection inside those buildings. Some of these apartment buildings may have a mail room where we can go in and securely perform our job, deliver the mail. Others is a wide open space. And quite frankly, in a lot of these new developments, they're right outside. I mean, you see them like in the parking lot. We don't want them outside, and the city should not want them on the public way. The city has control over what, you know, goes on the public fairway. And these are things that, you know, that they have some control over. And we've been working with Alderman Curtis and Alderman Hall. The mayor's office has indicated that they're supportive, but nothing has been done so far.
Supportive of what? I mean, if you don't like the cluster boxes at all, but you've got...
Of our ordinance.
Hold on a second, though. Hold on a second, though. If you don't like the cluster boxes at all, and you've got 20 or 100 or 12 people living in a walk-up or some sort of building, then... Where is the mail going to go? How do you want the people to get the mail in those situations?
Well, and that's addressed in the ordinance as well, where they would have to provide some safe alternative for us to make our delivery, some sheltered area. In some locations, they're wide open. If there's somewhere that we can securely deliver the mail, somewhere where the mail isn't in open area, a lot of times, particularly with the newer development, they're in open area. Now, we know that and understand that in some locations, it may be to some extent cost prohibitive, but, you know, we are looking more so in those that are the new development that are coming in play. Yes, we would like some alterations made in those facilities that are unsafe. And that's why we've been working. We've been going back and forth on this ordinance, trying to, you know, not only be able to provide our customers with the efficient service that they're looking for, but, you know, at the end of the day, we want our members to be safe as well.
Yeah, we're talking to Mac Julian, the Assistant Secretary Treasurer of the National Association of Letter Carriers in Chicago. Over 100 letter carriers have been the victims of crime in the last 2 years, and Mac's been telling us a little bit about how vulnerable these people are. I wonder if a situation would be at the end of the block, we'll put up a new structure. But even then, it would seem to me like, even if it wasn't on site, if people have to go get their mail somewhere, and I know that's a possibility and it's not an entirely popular one, but wherever the mail is going to be delivered, isn't at that point of delivery the letter carrier going to be vulnerable? At some point, somebody would be casing that place and waiting for or watching them going in. Right, Mac?
Right. Well, again, that's why there's not this one magic silver bullet that's going to answer the question. It's not just elimination of cluster boxes or, you know, restoration or return to door-to-door delivery, which is our preferred method of delivery. If we're delivering it to your door where elderly people wouldn't have to, you know, go down the street to get their mail, we can deliver right to the door. That's what we do. We have no problem with that. But also with that, you know, we need to have that deterrent where these criminals are being prosecuted. That's where the Protect Our Letter Carriers Act come in, where, you know, a lot of these instances of if someone is apprehended, they have not been prosecuted at the federal level. That's why we sought assistance through the state Illinois General Assembly to give judges the opportunity to increase the penalty. But a lot of times these cases are not being prosecuted. Anytime there's a postal worker involved, it should automatically be prosecuted on a federal level. We are federal employees, and we refuse to believe that employees of the United States government who are serving our customers, their constituents, every day cannot be safe while we're out delivering the mail. It's just a matter of effort. Postal police, there's a bill that was introduced by Senator Durbin, our own Senator Durbin, who've been fighting on our behalf, I want to say at least the past 12 years. It's crazy to think how far our communication have gone back and forth with him and his communication to the Postal Service about protecting letter carriers, and still to this day we're not safe out there. We want postal police back on the street. We want everything that we can. We want no stone left unturned when it comes to protecting our members just out there doing our jobs every day.
Right now, though, we're visiting with Mac Julian from the Letter Carriers Association. He's the Assistant Secretary Treasurer. He's talking about the hundreds of attacks on letter carriers in the last couple years. He'd like to see more postal police. I hate to think that we need to have somebody ride shotgun, but in some neighborhoods, that doesn't sound so crazy. And he would like to see stricter penalties for the people who are caught doing this, if anybody ever gets caught. I mean, the apprehension rate must be pretty low, Mac. Do they ever find the people that are robbing or assaulting the letter carriers?
Well, we don't have any clear numbers on where they are, but we know that the apprehension rate, as you stated, is low. In fact, we've encouraged the Postal Inspection Service and the prosecutors to, when they are prosecuting, to make public the information that people have been apprehended, that they have been prosecuted, to serve as a deterrent. But no, it's relatively low, and that's one of the reasons why we see these crimes continue to happen.
What about body cams? Has anybody thought about that? Is that such a crazy idea? Body cams for letter carriers, at least for the purpose of, you know, tracking and apprehending the criminals?
Yeah, no, that's not a crazy idea. In fact, last week I spoke with Congressman Davis there in Chicago. He mentioned, and we've heard it before, and it's been talked about, the problem is that we feel on behalf of the letter carriers and to a person, our members feel. There's a lot of talking about what could be done or should be done or what's our possibilities, but we're not seeing any of it done. We will welcome body cams. It's to the point where not just here in Chicago, but across the country, where letter carriers have been robbed. You know, that they're talking about, hey, they would like to arm themselves. If they can carry, if they have a card and they can carry, they want to protect themselves because they feel like no one else is protecting them.
Is that allowed? Wait a minute, Mac. Hold on, Mac. Can a letter carrier, if he is licensed to carry a gun, Is that allowed for letter carriers?
It is not allowed. It is not allowed. Weapons are not allowed on postal property. And I've said is when we're working, you know, we are considered postal property as employees. We are not allowed to carry, but at the same time, John, we shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have to. You know, I know, as I said in our op-ed piece, that long gone are the days when we could just, you know, the most we worried about was the rain, the snow, the sleet, the hail, or even more recently, COVID. But we shouldn't have to be concerned ourselves with being robbed or going into the neighborhood.
I understand that. Do these crimes mostly take place on the south and west side? Is that where we're talking about, the most troubled neighborhoods?
More of the crimes have taken place on the north, on the west and the south side, in urban areas and bigger cities, but they're happening in smaller cities as well. I was speaking out to a congregation of the association out in Utah, and they had robbery in Salt Lake City, you know, in South Carolina. So it's because of the check cashing thing that's going on across the country. You know, it's happening everywhere. You know, check washing. It's happening everywhere. You know, right now I'm located, the Assistant Secretary of Treasury, I'm located in D.C. I work for the National Union. And the crimes that we hear are similar right here in Washington, D.C., in Baltimore, Maryland. So, you know, we need something that's comprehensive, and that's why we've been really pushing to protect our Letter Carriers Act, which will provide the Postal Service with more resources so they can look into things like that, to either changing of the blue boxes that we use now with high security electronic versions. But in the meanwhile, you know, we're going to have to do something about these apartment buildings, these condos, as you mentioned earlier, that still have the archaic system of the arrow key. Then that's going to eventually have to be eliminated. So what we would like to do, we would like to see the dedication to door-to-door delivery and methods of delivery that when we deliver is not only convenient and efficient for our customers, but safe for both of us as well.
Mac, I got 90 seconds left. What's the staffing like? One of the issues with people not getting their mail delivered regularly was simply that there weren't enough people to cover the routes. What's the status of that?
John, it's not much better than when the last time we talked about it. That's an issue all unto itself. And, you know, carriers being robbed out there on the street, it don't make our job a very attractive one. We're currently in contract negotiations. You know, we're seeking to be compensated at a rate that would acknowledge our hard work, the fact that we worked through COVID, the fact that our members are out working in these extreme heat. You know, when you hear in Arizona and Texas and Nevada where they have 20 or more days over 100 degrees, or even here in Chicago, realize letter carriers are out there working in that weather. We've had a letter carrier, unfortunately, die last year. So we are still understaffed. We will stay underpaid, and we're underprotected.
Okay. There's more to be said about all of that. We're out of time today. I think I speak for a lot of people when I say whatever it is that it takes to make your job safer, we need to do that in the courts or with the funding locally or federally. Mac, stay well, and let's talk again, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, John. Take care.